Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is KJ and Lyons. KJ Carson and John Lyons right now on WEEI.
KJ and Lyons. Oh, it feels so good to say that. Here on WEEI. 617-779-7937. A lot of excitement. Red Sox, will get to them last night in Arizona. Like, I'll say this quick. We won't get into it deeply, but gosh. I literally just enjoyed watching the Yankees lose to Toronto earlier. I was just like, you know what? If they win, then the Yankees fall.
I was fired up in that eighth inning, too, when they made it 6-5. I was about to go to bed.
I was like, you know what? I got to get up for KJ and Lyons tomorrow. We haven't done this in a while. I want to be on my best behavior and look good for John and everything.
Pause.
I'm kidding. But, you know, and then I stay up. I'm thinking, like, this could really happen. And then, but tell me there's a part of you didn't think, like, when David Hamilton was standing there on second, you're like, damn. This is just a mistake waiting to happen.
I was like, don't get picked off third.
Oh, God.
That really did cross my mind. I was like, oh, man.
Definitely not Dave Roberts circa 2004 material.
What was it? Ref Snyder had the RBI double to make it 6-5. I'm like, all right, this is going to be good.
It should have been better. We'll get into that. Plus, we got Tommy Freeze Pops, Tom Carroll joining us here in about 15 minutes here. On KJ and Lyons. All right, we didn't get to do it right in the last break. That's because so much compelling talk, and we thank you for joining us. It is now time for Professor Lyons.
Just what in the hell do you think you're doing?
Learning about Cuba. Having some fun.
I'm Chong Kimball, the new kindergarten teacher.
This kid wants to make out with me in the middle of class?
I've got a hangover. Who knows what that means?
Doesn't that mean you're drunk?
No, it means I was drunk yesterday.
All right, to remind some people how it works, Professor Lyons is either telling the truth or he's lying, and I have to decipher. Professor, the dais is yours.
All right, I got four questions for you, KJ.
750.
First one, all right, we're talking Red Sox just now.
Okay.
It's true or false, but once he qualified for tracking in metrics, Roman Anthony's hard hit percentage was in the 100th percentile. Think I'm telling the truth?
100th percentile, meaning at the very top.
The best guy.
Because you're
baseball.
Talking about a guy who finished 222nd out of 444. And I'm wondering, am I in the top half of the class or the bottom half? His hard hit rate.
Yep, was what in the 100th percentile.
In the 100th percentile, I'm going to say that is a lie.
Stop lying.
It's true, KJ.
What?
The one, I was shocked when it had. Yeah, he qualified. Oh. Actually, right before his injury, it was about a week ago, he officially qualified.
I've got to get the next three correct, because here's why I thought that, because when you're saying hard hit, I'm thinking like all of his balls haven't had high mile per hours on them, a lot of opposite field hits through the middle, but 100th percentile.
Yeah, I was shocked when, I mean, like, he's obviously been awesome, but I was like, damn, 100th percentile.
Now, does it still stay 100th percentile when you're not at work? Like, does it...
Technically, he's still there. Technically, he's got it. But I don't know if he qualifies. All right. Geno Smith is coming to town tomorrow.
Yes.
Second year in a row. He's with Pete Carroll. These guys have worked together before, actually quite extensively in Seattle. Yeah. In their last year together, which was 2023,
yep.
I'm going to tell you, Geno Smith threw 15 interceptions in their last year working together. I think that's true or false.
15 picks, so almost one a game.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that's false.
You're correct. It was only nine.
He threw for like 4,000 yards that year. Like, Geno Smith has been very prolific in terms of, you know, yards, passing yards. They tend to tail off later in the season. That's why I think tomorrow's a little bit of a dangerous game with no Christian Gonzalez out there, because Geno Smith can get the ball down the field. He can also get it to you as the opponent, but he can get the ball down the field.
All right. Yeah. Go ahead.
One of one.
All right. So, number three. In 2021, Derrick Henry missed nine games for the Tennessee Titans.
I remember.
Okay, true or false? Mike Vrabel was 4-5 without Derrick Henry, had a losing record.
Mike Vrabel had a losing record, 4-5. Without Derrick Henry, I'm going to say that it's not true because the AFC South was so bad that year that Vrabel was still able to compete with all those bad teams. I think the Jags weren't where they made that little mini run. Houston wasn't where they are now. And the Colts were in between things. So I'm going to say, no, that's not true.
You are correct.
Oh, yeah!
He actually went 6-3 without Derrick Henry. He had a really good record. One of those three losses was to Mac Jones and the Patriots. But
see that?
6-3. Yeah, he went 6-3.
Okay, so we're literally down to whether KJ, after right. 6-7 months of doing this feature, still has the 750 average in him. This take the cake.
Including 2005, because he didn't have the title then. Josh McDaniels has run the Patriots offense for 14 seasons. I'm going to give you not a true or false. Do you know how many times they were top 10 in scoring?
In the last 14, it's funny because from the series ending KJ show from Sunday mornings, we just talked about where they ranked in offense. Give me that number again.
So he ran the offense for 14 seasons.
Right.
How many times has he been top 10 in points per game?
Oh, I remember looking at the number of yards.
I also mentioned it earlier in the show.
1, 2, 3. I'm going to say 4 times they were 5 times they were top 10, and there's probably 3 times they were number 1 or 2.
In 14 seasons, they were top 10 in scoring 13 times.
Oh.
13 out of 4. The only one they weren't. The only one they weren't was 2020 with Cam Newton. So including the year with Matt Cassel, the year with Mac Jones, top 10
points. I mean, that was literally a COVID year.
Yeah. Yes. In more ways than one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right, 50-50, KJ, first time back.
You know, Laird, you can back up off of your buttons with the 50-50. Now, if you said this, I have 3 questions for you, I have 5. Then I could determine whether I'm kind of like a 600 guy versus a, you know, hey, you can smoke them if you got them. If you don't smoke them.
Bunch of damn nerds.
You know, I get frustrated when I don't hit my 750. You know, that's
actually pretty rare. You were hitting 2 out of 3, 3 out of 4, 3 out of 5 for most of the times we did these.
You know why it's important is because a lot of people, when they hear me talk here on WEEI, they're like, what the hell did that guy just say? So this Professor Lyons is to really match the brains of this show. With the absolute, that's not stupid. I'm not a stupid guy. You know, I am somebody. You know, I'm no Flavor Flav.
Yeah, boy.
I have something in my head. You know, but I take a lot of pride. And when I said Professor Lyons, I didn't know which way you were coming or any of that stuff. I do not know where these questions are leading right away.
Yeah, and I put some work into these questions. So credit, I'll give you credit for 2 out of 4 on that.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Tom Carroll. We'll get to Red Sox, Patriots as well here in about 10 minutes. So I guess if there's something you do need to know about Lyons and I before we get to trending is John and I have played each other competitively. Am I using the wrong word? Competitively?
No, you could say competitive. You could say
on college football.
Yes, we have faced off against one another.
So this true story, John, I don't know if you know this. I don't play the game anymore after I played you the last time. I have not played. I did
you
not
buy
26.
The new one?
I did not buy the new one. I have not played 25 anymore. You have taken the joy away from me playing that game. Here's what's even worse.
Almost.
Here's what's even worse, man, is I did not have a Xbox X until that game came out because, hey, we could play each other on Xbox X. You remember I was just like, buy yourself a headset controller. We can play these games. So not only do I not play College Football 25, but I bought a whole new Xbox X. And I don't know if you know this. They pay me just to be here a week. I probably make, Ken, you might want to close your ears. I probably get $7.35 an hour. So how did I buy this Xbox X, buy this other, what's the game, $60? And now, time is running out on my marriage on these bad things I've been paying for.
But you are much better than me at MLB The Show. So I'll give you that.
That is very true. You can't throw a ball.
Yeah.
You know what I've gotten really good at? Because I'm one of those guys, and maybe I know you don't do this with college football. But if a game comes down to $10, and so what, the season's over, I'll buy 2K25. You cannot touch me on 2K.
Probably. I actually haven't played 2K in probably 3 or 4 years. So
So now we're going with the baseball excuse here. Is that what we're doing?
No, but I just haven't played it. Like, MLB The Show, you're just flat out better than me. 2K,
yeah,
I have not.
Yeah, played. Even just on our dry run with the team I never played with, it was 5-0 after one, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was.
Okay, so I'll tell you what. Tom Carroll next. We'll talk Red Sox, what's going on in Arizona. We got to talk about this these next couple of series. And if they don't get done what they need to get done, this is going to be a full-on fire for this team. But right now, it's time to trend with John Lyons.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On KJ Lyons.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox dropped the first of 3 games in Arizona against the Diamondbacks last night by a final score of 10-5. Peyton Tolley took the loss, allowing 5 earned runs on 5 hits and walking 4. He was pulled after just 3 innings and 77 pitches. Red Sox did have it at 6-5 in the 8th, but then fell off in the 9th. The loss drops Boston to 4.5 games back of the Blue Jays, who beat the Yankees for the division lead. New York still holds a half-game edge on the Sox for the top wildcard spot. The Sox and the Diamondbacks play Game 2 from the desert tonight at 8:10 Eastern. Lucas Giolito gets the ball for Boston, looking to steady a staff that's allowed 25 runs over its last 3 games. He'll be opposed by right-hander Brandon Pfaadt. You can catch all the action right here across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Dan Ball will get things started with the Mass Mutual pregame show beginning at 7:10. Before Will Fleming and Lenny DiNardo take it away with the play-by-play action. In college football, the BC Eagles are in East Lansing to take on the Michigan State Spartans in BC's first road game of the season tonight. The Eagles are 5-1-1 against the Spartans all time. That game kicks off at 7:30 on NBC. Meanwhile, Bill Belichick's North Carolina Tar Heels are in Charlotte to face the 49ers. UNC enters as 13.5-point favorites with kickoff at 7. And tomorrow begins the Mike Vrabel era as Patriots head coach at 1 o'clock from Gillette Stadium against the Las Vegas Raiders. Cornerback Christian Gonzalez has officially been ruled out with the hamstring injury that has kept him sidelined since July 28th. Rookie tackle Will Campbell is also on the injury report after being limited in practice both Thursday and Friday. He is listed as questionable, but fellow offensive lineman Mike Onwenu told Jones and Keefe yesterday there should be no concern about Will Campbell's Week 1 availability. I'm John Lyons. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Ciccone throws and stay down. Drives one high and deep and to left field. Stay down.
Every stay down game winner can be heard.
What an enormous response for Rafael.
Here, September sounds better than it has in a long time. For the pennant is here. WEEI.
You found the love of your life. Now it's time for the diamond. I'm Eddie.
I'm Lily.
And I'm Zoe from Springer's Jewelers. And diamonds have been our family's passion for over a century.
Remember, you can't buy a better quality diamond at a lower price anywhere in New England. That's Springer's Diamond Guarantee.
Book your personal appointment online right now at springersjewelers.com.
You love getting more.
Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textingterms.us. Texting enrolls you for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
Ugh, why does my bank always charge me fees?
That's because your bank is trash. Ever heard of Current? You could get a paycheck advance up to $750 if you qualify.
Wait, $750? Like before payday?
Exactly. It's your money. Just early. Set up an eligible direct deposit. See if you qualify, and that's it.
So, what's the catch?
No catch. No overdraft fees, no annual fees, and you can build your credit without falling into debt.
Wow, I needed this like yesterday. What do I do?
Text them. That's it.
To get started with Current, text SCORE 55 to 323232. That's SCORE 55 to 323232.
Banking services provided by Choice Financial Group and or Cross River Bank. Both members FDIC. Paycheck advance provided by FineCo Advance LLC, a financial technology company, not an FDIC-insured bank. Product eligibility, availability, and performance may vary and are subject to change at any time. Using your credit card responsibly may allow you to improve your credit score. For details on costs, terms, and conditions, visit Current.com or call 1-888-851-3177.
Coleman!
It's electric!
Call Coleman Electric. We'll yank your old wires, upgrade your panel, recess your lights, and charge up the EV. For any power problem or project, call Coleman Electric, and we'll be at your house in the flick of a switch. And if the switch is broken, we'll be there quicker. Coleman!
It's electric!
Huddle up your team and head to the Nines for game day this Sunday. Tackle six packs of bone-in buffalo wings for just $5.99 and full-size apps for just $6.99. Plus, a chance to win weekly prizes. You gotta love the Nines.
Change is always happening. It's part of life. And when it comes to music, change is all around us. Songs are rewritten. Classics are remixed. Bands and artists come and go. Even our taste in music changes. Here at Xfinity, we know there's still good in keeping some things the same. That's why we want to do our part with a 5-year price guarantee on our internet. It means no matter what changes, you get 5 years of the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment included for a price that stays exactly the same. Surprised? Life is full of them. One internet price, 5 years, guaranteed. Learn more at Xfinity.com/deals. Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. Taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Most reliable Wi-Fi based on OpenSignal Awards USA. Fixed broadband experience report August 2024.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call us now. $30 billion was set aside for meso victims. And in most cases, your claim is settled out of court without a jury trial. Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Shop organics at Whole Foods Market. Get organic black, red, and green seedless grapes for $2.99 per pound with Prime through September 9th. Snack on these crisp and juicy bites for a sweet pick-me-up. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
Get in the zone. Summer's almost over, but the heat is pressing on. If you've got battery trouble, stop by AutoZone for free battery testing. It may just need a charge, and we'll do that for free too. If you do need a battery, we've got options starting at just $89.99, and we'll recycle your old battery for free. Now that's a strong start. Don't miss the end of summer sale. Now at AutoZone until September 22nd. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
That's the sound of James adding long-lasting Gain scent boosters to his laundry this morning. Several hours later, James sniffs the irresistible scent of Gain on his shirt. Ah, Gain. Several hours later, James has even caught the attention of his mother-in-law, and she never gives him attention.
Ooh, you smell amazing, James.
Oh, thanks, Mom. I love you, too.
I never said that.
Add Gain scent boosters to your laundry. Add joy to your day.
Straight Talk presents The Math of More. Here's how it works. When you say yes to more with Straight Talk, you're left with more for all the other good stuff. So getting an unlimited plan starting at just $25 a month equals more savings for your family's weekend adventures. And with a network covered by Verizon, you can share more from wherever you go. It's simple math, really. More equals more with Straight Talk. Available at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Taxes and fees apply. The $25 plan requires a compatible unlocked device and a new line of service. Additional terms apply.
KJ and Lyons on WEEI.
Pitch. Driven deep to right field. No chance. This is way back, and it is gone. Three-run homer likely ends things tonight for the Red Sox. Smash for Carroll. His 30th. And it is 10-5 Diamondbacks.
Wait for Will Felming to say, go ahead, you can go to bed now. Thanks for playing. KJ Show, along with John Lyons, equals KJ and Lyons. It's, I don't know, it's almost kind of like when they do like Beats plus Kardashian. I don't know, that's a bad example. But it's so good to be back with you, John. It's been a long time since we've hung, I think since the Super Bowl. And now here we are on the precipice of the start of football season. Red Sox in a run as well. And so, just good to be back with my tag team partner. I always joke in this building, damn it, I'm probably one of the best wrestlers since Ric Flair, but I could also do it like the Steiner brothers. So, John, it's a lot of fun hanging out with you.
It is. It is. Nice to be back.
And so one of the people that we talk about this, part of the joy that we have, or at least I know that I have, is seeing some of the young guys come up and develop. I guess I'd have to put you in that group too, John, because I saw you when you came here. And I did go to Ken and say, you know, give me John Lyons, because at the time I was kind of ready to change clothes a little bit. So, you know, you probably don't know that story, but it's a true story. Go get me John Lyons. Let's see what I could do with John Lyons. So you and the producers behind the scenes, some who have grown as well, but probably one of my new favorites is joining us now. It's Tom Carroll, a.k.a. Tommy Freeze Pops. First, we're going to talk about this Red Sox debacle that I feel coming on, and if this is a dangerous thing. But, Tom, thank you so much for the great work, not only that you do at WEEI.com, but when you've appeared with John Lyons, when you appeared with myself on the KJ Show, and now we're giving you the combination platter for of course, an extended price. And plus, you won't be double dipping again. I was going to talk to Laird about that. I was like, what's up with Carroll double dipping? And John, did he ever tell you?
Yeah, it's mostly my fault. Yeah.
No. Yeah. But did he ever tell you that he was going to be on my show like earlier that morning and then just show up on your show?
No, but I kind of knew he had been on your show. That's more my fault.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, Carroll, leave the money on the dresser with lines when you do that stuff. And John, maybe I should be better to saying, hey, you know, I know he's going to be at your house later, but I had him first, right?
Pause.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm just kidding. Tom Carroll, first, let's get into the Red Sox and what's happening in Arizona. Am I crazy to say, and of all the games, today's a must-win game for the Red Sox in this playoff run?
No, I don't think it's a must-win game. I think that they have a pretty weak schedule down the stretch here, and I don't think that they've managed having the weak schedule that they've had for this month great so far, but there's still games that they can eat on here moving forward. So, look, there's two more games in this series. You win two out of three, then you go up to Sacramento and you play an A's team that isn't all that great, take care of business up there, and then you're rolling heading into the Yankees series. And look, New York and Toronto, they're losing in a requisite amount of way to keep you in the mix for the division, which has become now this prize that they can go get. So, no, I don't think it's must win per se. You definitely want to get the train back on the tracks here and, bounce back from a tough night from Toley. But, no, I wouldn't call it must win at this moment.
So, Tom, when you look at how the Red Sox, as they enter September here, we're 6 days in, how do you think they should manage a player like Garrett Crochet? Because he's already well past his career high in innings, which he had last year with the White Sox. He's obviously their big horse, their ace that they're going to need if they're going to make any sort of playoff run. And he's had a couple shaky starts recently. That's something Alex Cora talked about on WEI Afternoons this week. I mean, are you one that you say, hey, push him back, give him 5-6 days rest at times, give him a week off, or just kind of keep pitching him as he's been going? Where do you land on that?
So I was of the opinion that he was a horse and you can just ride this guy. And I seem to be proven wrong of late on that. And like, look, he's never had to pitch deep into a season like this before. So I do think that you need to start managing his innings. I personally wouldn't skip starts. But if you can get him out of games, you know, 80 pitch mark, 85, you know, really not pushing him towards that 100, low hundreds mark that he had been landing on in the middle of the summer, I think that's how you manage it. And I know that that's asking a lot of a bullpen that's been shaky of late, but I don't think that you can afford to skip days with Crochet. And I know today I said wasn't a must win, but you really need to, you know, be serious about these next few weeks here if you want to be in a good position heading into the postseason or even, you know, make the postseason. So I don't think you can afford to skip starts per se or push Crochet a day back if you can, you know, if the schedule aligns. I think you just need to be smart about his pitch count moving forward.
Wait, Tom, so if they win two out of three in the series, then today is a must win. Come on, man! And John hit the nail right on the head, because I think this goes to where we may start to have this conversation of, wow, what did you really do to extend the arm roster? If you know that Crochet has not gone this far in his career and is coming off of TJ from last year, Bayo is not going. Look, there hasn't been games to pitch that have mattered for Bayo this late in the season, but he's done well. But after that, you're really lucky what you got out of Lucas Giolito. This is what you were not expecting all of this. But Walker Buehler has not shown up, and he's gone. Like, to show you how bad it was with Walker Buehler, he's now part of their six-man rotation down in Philly, which is kind of like, okay, you're not good enough to be a three, so come in and be number six. This team, the Red Sox, can't afford anything to be bad after three. Tolley still hasn't developed anything beyond the fastball because when it's straight and fast, you just saw them, he gets rocked. So I don't think he's ready for the number four. May has not been the number four. So if you're the Red Sox, do you feel like we're stuck at some point just in terms of because there are going to be innings and not enough arms?
Yeah, no, they're stuck. And that's part of the reason why I think you can't be skipping starts with Crochet. Like, you saw the bullpen game that they had last week, and it was an absolute disaster. And I know Jordan Hicks isn't going to be in the mix here over the next few weeks, which is something I'm sure Red Sox fans are sighing in relief about. But yeah, they're kind of stuck, right? Like, they've had injuries to that rotation. You know, a guy like Dobbins was really important to them early in the year, and obviously he's no longer in the mix. A guy like Sandoval wasn't able to come back. Yeah, a guy that they signed in the offseason and then was sort of on the rehab plan immediately. So they don't really have the depth. Obviously, Houck didn't work out. So they're in a position here where Crochet needs to be able to make those starts when he's called upon. I think that they just need to make sure that he's maxing out what he can do with those 80 to 85 pitches in those starts, and just hope and pray that the back end of that bullpen between Crochet and Chapman can get the job done moving forward here. But yeah, they're completely stuck right now because they didn't get the arm that they needed at the deadline. Dustin May clearly isn't that guy.
Tom, it almost sounds like you're saying they could use Quinn Priester right now, who's pitching great. But look, I want to ask I want to ask you about Roman Anthony, right? Biggest story, I think, with the Red Sox this year, arguably, has been his ascendance into a great young player. 292, 8 homers, right? 32 RBIs, 40 walks, all that great stuff. Would you bring him back for a postseason game, or would you consider just shutting him down for the rest of the year? And the reason I ask that is for him to go a month as a rookie without having any at-bats or any time in the field, and then to just come back in the ALDS or ALCS, that would be a tall task. I'm not saying he can't do it, but it would be a tall task. Would you consider just shutting him down for the rest of the year, or are you trying to squeeze him in to that ALDS or ALCS roster if the Red Sox make it that far?
I've gone back and forth on this, and I think I've landed on that I'd try and bring him back. And this is not like Tatum coming back late in the year for the Celtics, right?
Like he will, just
he
saying.
We'll see. He has an oblique strain. It's 4 to 6 weeks. And if it's in that four-week range and he's, look, a young guy, you know, when you're younger, you're able to bounce back from injury a little easier. And I know an oblique strain is really hard for a guy who has to swing a bat for a living. But I think that you have to lean on the fact that, like, youth can bounce back from injury, and when you get into the playoffs in baseball, you got a shot. Like, this isn't the NBA when you're a 7 or an 8 seed and you basically have no chance of making it to a conference finals. You're in the baseball postseason, you have a chance to win it regardless of where you come in seed-wise. So to have the ability to bring probably your best hitter over the second half of the year, I don't think it's
really
arguable.
Yeah, I would agree.
Arguable.
I think he has been.
And yeah, you have a chance to bring him back in the mix in some capacity, even if it's just as a DH. I think you have to do it.
Or is this kind of a mini indictment on where is Jarren Duran really going to land in terms of productivity for this team? And here's why I say this. Is because clearly you're going to put Duran back in that leadoff spot. And if we see some of the struggles we've seen Duran have in the leadoff spot, specifically against left-handed pitching, and obviously moving him down. Are we really having a conversation of, hey, do we need to rush Anthony back if Jarren Duran can't step up? Keep in mind, what he's probably up for arbitration at the end of the year. People talk about his age. But is this really the window with Roman Anthony gone that Jarren Duran has to show himself to probably be leader one or two on this team, making this run towards the end of the season?
Yeah, I think if the Sox are going to be real players this postseason, Duran really needs to turn it on down the stretch here. And I don't think that that's a hot take, right? Like, this is a guy, when we see him at his peak, he is one of the more electric players in baseball, with speed and clutch hitting and clutch base running. Like, the guy can do it all when he's on his game. But when he's slumping, he's in his own head and it's a little bit of a mess. So if Duran can turn it on, it's huge for this team. But even if Duran does turn it on, I think you still need to bring Anthony back if he's healthy enough to play, because that is just so valuable, and you can never have too many bats in a lineup, right? So even if Duran does get things going here, I think that Roman Anthony, if healthy, is essential for this team to make a real push in the postseason.
So, Tom, last question for me. It's September 6th today. Are we sitting here on October 6th talking about a playoff baseball team, or do you think these pitching issues and the Anthony injury, is that going to catch up with them, and on October 6th we're going to be talking about a team that's been eliminated?
Oh, man. You know, I want to be optimistic, but the last week has been sort of devastating for the people that thought that this team could make a real push this season. I think that they will get in, but I don't think that their shelf life is going to be very long. I could see them wild card participant and then out, ALDS maybe, but asking Anthony to come back and be the guy that he's been is going to be a tall task. I think they should still ask him to do it if he can, but it's a lot to ask of the guy. And look, I think that they need to manage Crochet's innings, like I've talked about, but we haven't seen him have a postseason run yet. So we just don't know what the guy is capable of. So I am cautiously pessimistic. Am I allowed to say that? Like, I want to be optimistic.
That sounds very on the fence, killer.
Yeah. But it's a weird spot, man, because the last week, it's like the team didn't have a real, wide margin of error here, and they lost their best bat, and their best arm is, struggling of late, and their bullpen doesn't have a lot of depth. So it's like, I don't know. I just don't know.
WEEI.com's Tom Carroll. As always, Tommy Freeze Pops, it's great to have you. And we prevented you from double dipping. That's why I didn't text you. So, Ken, make sure it is only once on his time card today that he appeared, and not twice as he's probably been doing in the past, man. Have a great Sunday. We didn't even get a chance to talk to you about the NFL tomorrow. So,
Let me just give you a quick take. I think the Pats lose by 3, and I think BC loses by 10 tonight.
So wow. BC plays tomorrow. Did you hear the question? Wow. Did you hear the question? Did you hear the question? Nobody cares about your alma mater.
I didn't go to BC. I'm an Everton guy, baby.
Oh, well, okay. So that's the school that played football for you and entertained you.
Oh!
I'm just kidding. Tom, always great to have you. Take care, brother.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, John, it is a must-win today. Because if you lose 2 or 3 to the Diamondbacks, then that really means that you have to go out to Oakland and sweep that series. Just to say, once you get to this Yankee series, whatever played out, because I think the Yankees have Houston next, or they just had them. I can't remember. I've looked a little bit at their schedule, but somewhere in intertwined, Toronto plays the Yankees, Houston plays the Yankees, and then the Yankees get the Red Sox, if I'm correct. I'll double check. So those are opportunities where the Yankees can clearly lose in front of you. And what you have going on this weekend, that would be the Athletic series. And then what you have going on in front of you is every day, either the Yankees or the Blue Jays are going to lose. This is why this Diamondback series, you have to say, we have to have the mentality to go in there to sweep that series, or two of three, and you've got to get that first green game to get that pressure going.
So I think their objective should be, when they get to that Toronto series on September 23rd, to be within striking distance of the division, right? So right now they're four and a half.
I think that's too far away. I mean, even Tampa's hot right now.
But I think if you get to that Toronto series within three games of the division, so that means between now and then you have to make up a game and a half. So I wouldn't call today quite a must win, but it's going to be a really frustrating feeling if then they lose two out of three to Arizona after losing two out of three to the Pirates last week at Fenway as well. And these A's series, like, you go out to Sacramento to play the A's in that little minor league stadium, and then you play them again at home. Like, Arizona got to 500 by beating you last night. The A's are a team that's perpetually below 500 and sold at the deadline. Tampa, I'm not a believer in. So, like, these are series around, and the Yankees, the one good team in between then, is a team that they've dominated this year. So, to me, I think this is a series coming up where, like, again, I wouldn't call this a must-win today, but if you don't win today, then I think it puts extra pressure on the A series coming up and the A series after the Yankee series.
You and Tom have walked into my answer. You said, because if they go into a situation where they have to avoid a sweep against the Diamondbacks, then you realize it's like, okay, we may have to make up all those games against the Athletics. You mentioned what happened in the Pirates series, even the mini series that they had against Baltimore where they lost the two games. These are the teams. I have these. I don't know if you know about this feature I have called 27 games at a time, where on the show that I was doing, each 27 games was like an episode, and there's six episodes in a season. This is the episode. This last set of games, 469 team winning percentage before they started this 27 game clip. And like you just said, Diamondbacks just got to 500. So these teams that are below 500, you're giving them above 500 series, and that's only going to hurt you. It's not going to make them tremendously better, but it's going to hurt you, because, like, if you're going to tell me, right, hey, you've got to fight for this Diamondbacks series, but yet either Toronto or the Yankees will be making moves, either Toronto spreading out their lead or the Yankees closing that lead. The Red Sox, again, you don't get to the Yankees until the middle of September, and then you don't get to Toronto until the end of September. Or the third week of September.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Right, so you still got 2 weeks, and in these 2 weeks, if you're struggling with the A's and the Diamondbacks, and you, like, and Crochet is starting to get worn down, and you don't have a number four, like, these are teams that you should be able to say, hey, we should be able to give our top guys rests and maybe a four bullpen day and then the one, right? Now you're like, oh, man, you're really going to have to put all your efforts into beating the A's in Sacramento. Because, like I said, when the Yankees face Houston, there's another opportunity. As you're playing a poor team, a good team is playing another good team, and the Yankees could very well lose that series outright. But if you're giving up two out of three to the Diamondbacks and to the A's, I think that's where the season kind of gets lost.
Well, and I think they're kind of missing an opportunity to win the division. And when I go back to, like, you remember that Sunday game against Miami where they were winning in the ninth and lost? Then there was the extra inning game against Baltimore. They lost. Then there was the Friday night game where Tolley pitched better than Skeens and the Red Sox still lost. And even last night, I wouldn't call it quite a missed opportunity, but they did get it to 6-5 in the eighth. Like, that's where, to me, like, I don't view it as a must win for them to be a playoff team and to maybe make a run. But I think if they lose a game like today, or even if they win today but lose tomorrow, whatever, they lose two out of three, then you kind of look at it like, oh, is this another one of those kind of missed opportunity games where they could make up ground in the division? Because think of those games I just mentioned.
All of those teams are way below, or 500 and below.
And even if they won a couple of those games, then maybe we're talking about a team that's only 2.5 behind Toronto or three games behind Toronto, right? We're having a different conversation than we are right now where they're 4.5 back.
Yeah, the math is, if the Yankees and Toronto are beating each other up, let's say they split the series, but if at the same time you're winning two out of three, or you're winning three, or you're winning all three against Diamondbacks, number one, you're going to clearly be in the second position in the AL East, and number two, you're also going to be probably within that magic three games you need to be in, right? Because if you're down 4.5 games and you get into that three-game series with Toronto, there's nothing you can do to usurp Toronto out of that lead. So I would say the Red Sox really would have to go and take, you know, it would have to take two out of three games in a situation where, all right, against, they would have to be three and a half within Toronto. I would say three games. Two and a half would be ideal, right? Because if they win two out of three against Toronto when they get to that series, it's a half game situation. And now what happens on screens does play into play. But when you're playing some of the worst teams in the league and you're giving up games, like last night is a game where, okay, yeah, you felt like you had it lost at one point, but then you had a chance to win it and then gave it out. You just completely gave it away, right? Does the game potentially look differently if you don't give up any runs going into the ninth and you still have that momentum? Possibly. So that's where we're talking about what Tom was talking about. Like, hey, the bullpen being stretched out. Like, that's the last thing would be stretched out. What's going on with your fours? Even with Tolley, is it really fair to say, hey, we really need you to step up and improve? Bro just got here, right? So I don't even, like, at first I thought, yeah, he's the number four, but now you're like, there is no four, and one's getting burned out potentially. Three is kind of like, whoa, he's still around and doing this stuff. And two has been the consistent, and you hope that he doesn't wear down because he hasn't really pitched this far. Look, it's KJ and Lyons. We will continue the conversation next. 617-779-7937. It's Oshitake here on WEEI.
This is KJ.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Lions on WEEI.
I'm sorry, every time I hear this, I think,
Hulk Hogan, we're coming for you!
KJ and Lions, WEEI, back together again Saturday, getting ready for the kickoff of the NFL season for the Patriots tomorrow. Plus, at some point, we'll discuss Bill Belichick and his new rules. But thank you so much for joining us. 617-779-7937. That is the phone number and the text line. We'll get to your text shortly. Let's get to Rick in Salem. Rick, thanks so much for calling KJ Lyons. Good Saturday to you. Hello, Rick.
Rick,
go ahead.
You did give me a cab. You did. It's right there. All right. But you owe me $6. I only got a donut. You owe me $6.
Let's listen in.
Let's get this going.
Because I gave you a $20 bill.
Oh. This argument's worse than that foul ball one the other day.
Shh. And this might be very illegal.
That makes sense. Yeah, I found it wasn't then down there. Just a donut there. Just need a donut. All right. What you thought I wanted something different? Okay, have a good day. Thanks. Sorry.
Damn!
All right, we almost got hostile there.
Yeah, we lost Rick.
And now Rick hangs up. I guess we lost out to a donut. Rick's donut. I hope we
got the proper change.
Yeah, I got a Boston cream filled for him. All right.
Yeah. Give me a 20. Give me, what did he say? Give me six packs. So he probably got a couple donuts, coffee.
Crazy thing is, depending on where you live, to have a drive-through Dunks is kind of a little bit of a privilege. As you get closer, like, my house in Waltham does, like, there's like one, I don't even think it's not a drive-thru. It's like, you got to get out. Like, you got to park the street and walk up. So, I mean, like, that's a luxury right there. Like, there's a part of me that's like, you know, like, be unified, get out and walk into your Dunks. You know, I know you probably got to go.
I went to a Dunkin' drive-thru yesterday in Brockton.
Cause you take a chance. And in any drive, you take a chance. Cause here's the first thing, John, I would say, like, how am I going to order a donut when I don't know what donut is sitting up there? You'd be like, yeah, we've got Boston cream. Oh, you wanted a crueler? I had no idea. You know what I mean? Like, things can get lost in translation. I think my order is pretty simple. Medium dark, four squirts of caramel. Like, midnight. Very, very simple. But people can get it wrong. It seemed like they get it wrong through the drive-thru, do they not?
I mean, I've had good luck, but I think you have a better chance of success going inside. Yes.
Yeah,
because
look,
you can see it being made.
Eyes.
And you can see it being made. And, like,
yeah.
If they grab the wrong donut, you can be like, oh, no, that's not the one. Yeah, no, I hear you. I think, I mean, I've had good luck personally, but I know what you mean.
So great news is Rick has taken a bite of his donut and realized we've heard his donut conversation. And has returned, Rick, thank you so much for joining KJ and Lions. And, yeah, we're not really sorry that we heard your Dunkin' owner. Like, come on, boy, you can't count change, huh? Yeah? I'm kidding.
The girl, she charged me $8 for one donut. She gave me back $12 out of
but
the
that's,
20.
But that's wow. What you get.
Talk about inflation. One well, donut, $8. Holy
yeah, the inflation is called, it's called so many
bucks. The girl rang it up wrong. The girl rang it up.
Better be the best
different.
Donut you've ever had, Rick.
So what is that, Jordan? Oh, Jordan
God.
In the middle of a donut? I'm kidding.
That could only happen to me. I could find someone on a country road. I could be the only car out there.
All right, Rick, we've been talking Red Sox here. Anyway, we've been talking Red Sox. We've talked Patriots. What's on your mind?
Yeah, okay, this still aggravates me to this day. How do you trade for Quinn Priest in the offseason? He has a good spring. You go for you flip Nick York for him, who's a decent player. We could use him at second base. He can play third. He can play first. Ready? Then you go trade him for an outfielder. Then you go trade for Dustin May. What is this guy doing, this general manager?
Rick, thanks for the call. Enjoy the donut. Hopefully the coffee is just the way you like it.
You owe me $6, but I only got a donut.
Yes, this is having great producers. So let's go back to the Rafael Devers trade, okay? If you're giving up someone of the quality of Rafael Devers, don't you feel like you should at least be able to secure a third or fourth starter out of that deal?
And that's an interesting thing about it, because if you remember at the time, there was some reporting that the Red Sox maybe could have got more, but they didn't want to pay out any of his contract. They wanted whatever team took him to take on the whole contract. And you look back on it, you're like, man, if they had eaten some of that contract and gotten a better start, because let's not forget, the Giants have some really good pitchers. Maybe there's another, like Seattle traded for multiple bats. Maybe if you were willing to eat some of his contract, they could have given you one of their arms. Like, there's all kinds of scenarios, right? Same the Padres as well, we talked about at the time. And if you look
but
at what
just the San Francisco
right, and
deal.
You look at what you got back, like I think the best prospect you got back in that trade was Tibbs, and you flipped him for Dustin May. So you've essentially traded Devers for Kyle Harrison, Jordan Hicks, Dustin May, and a single A pitcher, which is not. And look, I think Craig Breslow's had a really good year overall. Team is much better than they were a year ago. A lot of his offseason additions have worked out. But the Priester deal and the return for Devers, I think, is a fair to criticize. Like, he was right when he said, I think we'll be better without Devers, and that's been proven true record-wise. He was right. But I think if you had gotten a better return for Devers, you'd be even better now, and you probably should be.
All right, text line, 617-779-7937. We'll do two, and then we will do Oshitake when we come back right after two. This is what happens when you have a 25-pound bag, 25 pounds of show in a 5-pound bag. Right, it just happens.
So 978 texter, Rick doesn't sound like a pumpkin spice guy.
Not at all. He's like, there's no way you could put pumpkin in there. You know, like, in fact, you know, like, I'm really hoping he didn't get out of the car and go back. Well, his change was correctly done. Yeah,
he doesn't sound like I actually do hope he got the right tune. So then there's a 401 texter, which is something we've kind of talked about, but I think is worth another mention. And it says, guys, I think the Anthony injury took the wind out of their sails. They're done. Now, I don't think they're done, but that injury, it's funny. He goes down, and then the next night out, they don't play well. And now their first road trip since he got hurt, they lose 10-5. We'll see what happens today. But, yeah, the energy isn't terrible, but it's not as much energy as you felt around the team even a week ago. I mean, think about last Friday night, KJ.
Well, John, let me just go there. This is a Jaron Duran issue, right? Because where was Roman Anthony hitting in the order?
He was leadoff.
Who used to be the leadoff guy?
Jaron Duran.
Who did they acquiesce and say, hey, let's move you around the lineup to see where you could be more successful? Who did they do that for?
Who did they do that for? You tell me.
Duran, right? Rafaela went back to 8 once you realized the guy was swinging at everything like it's a wiffle ball. But it's around Duran. Because the issue has been, like, I never have seen Roman Anthony as a leadoff guy. He's the ideal, atypical number three hitter. This is what he can provide. I don't think there's anything else really Durant can provide for you other than leading off or hitting ninth, depending on where you are, because he's the guy you want to be able to set the trend on the base path. So what Cora has done is figure out where in the order would Durant lead off without leading off. Well, because Roman Anthony was overperforming, right? Would you really think that you would have a rookie who's just been up since what? He's been up only since
June
what?
9th,
June?
Right?
June 9th being your leadoff hitter?
Yeah, when he came up, I didn't expect that. I'll say that, yeah.
But who's that kind of a statement about?
I think it's a statement about both him and Durant.
Well,
right?
Okay, so Durant is in the answer, right? Because it can't be both Anthony and Durant because Anthony is trying to find
his... He's been really good. That's a huge part.
But here's the thing. Anthony's job
if he wasn't
good,
they wouldn't have put him there.
No, because there's still room for Anthony to still be growing right now if they needed that. He picked up things in like 22 games where after 35 games, everything went to trash for Christian Campbell, right? So it's the total opposites, right? So now you feel like the energy is depending on a guy who's just been here since June, yet doing the job of the guy who's up for a deal and who's an all-star who you've moved around in the lineup to figure out where he could best be productive. Like, dude, you're the all-star on the team from like now granted, lights out from Chapman, he may be the MVP. But my point being is, if Durant is supposed to be a semblance of that guy, the momentum should not have stopped with Anthony going down. It shouldn't have, at least not in the leadoff spot.
Well, I think, though, but Anthony was your best player for the last couple months. And I think to lose
him. Oh, I totally agree.
And like that to me is where I think it, because even like I said, go back to last Friday night. I know they lost, but Anthony has the homer off Skeens. Peyton Tolley pitches better than Skeens. You're like, all right, yeah, they lost, but they're really on to something right now. Like this is a good team. And then they lost another game to Pittsburgh. Then a few days later, Anthony gets hurt. And again, they're still good. I'm not going to lie to you. Like they're still good, but it feels like the energy is not quite the same as even just a little over a week ago.
All right, more of your text and call, 617-779-7937. We'll get into more Patriots talk. We'll look around the NFL. And then we'll do Oshiitake next here on KJ and Lyons. Good Saturday to you.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.